This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you to paradise, where everyone is riding on a satellite, sending signals, praying for miracles. We should have seen this coming.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back here at Celeb Fest 6 Super Show with the notorious one himself.
K-I-T.
That's me, it. Mr. Kit Raff, welcome to the table, man. Have fun at Celeb Fest so far, bro?
I love being behind tables. It's so nice. I'm super claustrophobic, and there's about a zillion people here. And if I was on the other side, I'd be cold sweating.
Sorry that we're sitting so close.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Fine. This is fine.
We framed the game. We only have so much real estate.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're like surrounding you.
No. You guys are allowed in my bubble.
Cool. Thank you.
Most people are like, stay away.
No,
so.
No.
We're used to that, man. But, dude, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank you so much, man.
I saw that you were here with Adina, man. And I saw on Facebook. I'm like, dude, come on over to the table.
Hell yeah.
Get well soon, Adina.
I was so happy because, like, Adina's the draw, so like I was just here to carry her bags.
I know that life. That's my life, bro.
He's like, you want to come over and
Star
do an
the
interview?
Show. I'm just
like,
here to help.
Please, no. Give me something to do.
But Kit Raff, and obviously a star on the show in his own right. He's killing it right now. Smashmaster Wrestling, you were wrestling in Jersey, I think, the other day.
Yes.
You're killing it right now, man. I got to talk to you a little bit about Smashmaster. I haven't been down there in a while, man. But I think you guys were kind of going at it. What was it? Tommy Vex, Mary Elizabeth. They were breaking Gavin's crayons.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on there, man.
Yeah.
Now Adina's coming back from injury. We wish her well, of course.
Yes, man. Get well soon, Adina.
I mean, what do you think about those guys, Vex, Mary Elizabeth?
I think Tommy Vex and Mary Elizabeth are big giant pieces of shit.
I'm
sorry.
You can
man. Gavin is, for those of you who do not know, is this little kid about yay, Ty Hall.
Great kid.
He's a small person.
Yeah.
And he's fucking awesome. And he dresses like wrestlers, and he supports us. He's managed me several times. He made his own Kit Raff costume. I love that kid. And these little dick nuggets, Tommy Vex and Mary Elizabeth, wrote a letter to the state and got this man kicked off of all of our shows because they hate children and they hate Christmas. So I'm not really cool with Tommy Vex and Mary Elizabeth right now. Sorry to be vulgar, guys.
No, man.
No. More than welcome to, brother.
He's a great kid, and he draws pictures for all the wrestlers.
He's a draw.
He's a dry
guy.
That's
fun. I got it.
And talk to us about Coach Raff, as I'm getting to learn a little bit about down in PA.
Coach Raff is the single most important thing that I have ever done for my entire career. That man does so much for me. He carries my bags. He does my laundry. He watches my back in the ring. He just had a kid. Claps for Coach Raff and his kid.
Clap for that. Clap it up.
I love Coach Raff. Coach Raff has revitalized my entire career, honestly. If
That's
I didn't
good to
have
hear.
Him, I don't think I'd be behind this table right here. He's just a joy. So I love you, Coach.
Aw. That's what it's all about, man. I wanted to talk to you about this, man. I saw your guys' video from the Office convention a while ago. I popped so big for this. We talked to Adina like years ago, and we're like, oh, Scranton, you probably watch Office. She's like, no, I don't watch it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing she watches it now because went.
Adina still watches at least 6 episodes of The Office a day.
And that's a day?
Not
wow.
an exaggeration.
That was your fault.
Yes, 100%.
Well
that
done,
is our
sir.
Nighttime
well
routine. But yeah, I was also an Office hater for the longest time.
Really?
I'm from Scranton, born and raised, and I never watched The Office until I moved to Sacramento, California.
That's pretty funny.
I was living with Keita Murray, and he was obsessed with it. And I got like really homesick almost immediately when I moved out there. So the reason I started watching it is I loved the intro to it because it would just be shots of my city. So every time I'd see it, I'd be like,
Yeah.
Got through that first season. And the rest was history. Now I'm obsessed, and I'm making Adina Steele
now
obsessed.
The important question is, who's your favorite Office character?
Yes.
Oh, all right. So I have,
I have a couple.
I have, like, a weird one. Obviously, like, Dwight Schrute's up there.
Okay.
Real big for me. But my all-time favorite Office character, and I hate that they're only in, like, one season, with no interactions with Michael Scott. It's a crime.
Okay.
Robert California.
I can't stand Robert California.
Neither can Adina Steele.
I can't stand him.
I love that man.
Vicky loves him too.
He is so good at making everyone uncomfortable.
That's
James Spader is a god.
My favorite's probably Creed.
Creed is fantastic.
I love Creed.
Creed's actually one of the people that we met at the Office convention last year.
I bet
yeah.
He was fun.
He was amazing. We met Creed. We met Kevin Malone. Fantastic guy. And my favorite guy, Hideo, Japanese heart
Master
surgeon.
Hide, yeah.
Yeah,
that,
number
tell
one.
The story,
steady
bro.
Pan.
I pop for it, man. Tell the story.
Over my years, you know, anytime I'm around somebody that I think I could get a rub off of, don't use that clip, I try to, like, get a little promo or something, like, try to just get them involved in the wrestling world, even if they're not in. Me and Kita did something with Kel when we went to the All That tapings, and it was just because I asked. So ever since then, I'm like, oh, I just have to, like, go up to people and be like, hey, you want to do a wrestling promo? And so far, nobody said no. I'm sure I'll get one eventually. But we saw Master Hideo, we saw Japanese heart surgeon, number one, steady hand.
The best.
The best. And I saw that he was doing his famous lines, like, in video form with people. So I was like, oh, he'll definitely do it. So I asked him. He speaks zero English. So I had to talk to his translator. And I explained to him, like, we're professional wrestlers. And as soon as I said that, Hideo went, wrestlers?
Yes.
Dude, that's awesome.
Dude's like, and I say this in the nicest way, because mark's not a bad word. That man is a mark. In a good way.
In a good
he's
way.
He's awesome. Man.
We all are. Spoiler alert.
Oh, of course. Yeah. You have to be. But yeah, he's a huge wrestling fan, turns out. So he was really, really excited to do it. So we did two takes. We did his with just like his regular Office line. And then he put me in a deal, me and Adina Steele over as the number ones.
I popped so
two
the
number ones.
Number ones, okay.
Number ones, greatest wrestler Scranton. The best.
That's amazing.
You can't beat that. And that's so cool. You did thing with Cal, too. Dude, that's awesome. I got to ask you this, man. You know, they say Johnny Moran is the son of Scranton. I don't know. I like Johnny. He's my buddy. But
Johnny Moran is one of my best friends.
He's a good guy.
But I got some. Ooh, you gave me a platform.
Uh-oh.
And I've been
I'm sorry, Johnny. Behind the scenes for years. Oh, boy.
How, Johnny Moran, I'm just cutting a promo on you right now, dog. How can you call yourself the son of Scranton when your ass lives in Troop, Pennsylvania?
Oh.
Yeah, busted. 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 I've been here the whole time, dog. This is the son of Scranton right here. You could keep the moniker because the Notorious K.I.T. still sounds really cool and I'm not ready to give it up yet. But just know, I'm the real son of Scranton. You're the son of Troop. Doesn't sound as good, though.
Everything I know is a lie. Kid, I got to ask you this one. We always like to ask this one. You know, we always ask about a date night dream match, man. You're in a wrestling couple.
Ooh, okay.
I know a little.
Ooh.
No, it's not happening, bro. I ain't wrestling, bro. It ain't happening, man.
I just carry your bags, man. What couple out there would you like to wrestle? And it could be, you know, like Lana and Rusev, you know? I mean, any couple.
Could be Johnny and Candace.
Yeah.
That is a tough one.
Even independents. Anyone you want to wrestle.
That is a tough one. You know what?
Okay.
I got it.
Okay.
And I'm mad because it was supposed to happen.
Oh, it's one of those.
And it didn't. But it still can. So anybody who books the old Notorious KIT and or Adina Steele, you're listening, hear me out real quick. Notorious KIT and Adina Steele versus Ace Austin and George Lee.
Here for it. Ace is amazing too. Yeah,
he's great. He's great. I've wrestled Ace 1,000 times.
He's around Scranton.
But I want the date night match, dog. Let's go. Put it up. I want that date night.
Loser buys dinner, man.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I want to ask you this, man, cliche question, but I got to ask you this one. It's so cool to see the opportunity for the independent scene, man. We're seeing the AEW darts. We're seeing a lot of our friends over the past, what, 3-4 years now.
Yeah, man.
Getting signed
it's
to
great
NXT,
to see.
AEW. There is opportunity. It's my favorite word, man. What are the goals? And you could be politically correct, man. What are the goals for you moving forward? Is it the contract to open a school, to travel? What are the goals for you moving forward?
It's a great question. I'm honestly at a crossroads right now. Like, I just started recently training kids this year, and I found out, like,
that's awesome.
I have such a love for that I never knew I would have.
That's awesome.
Honestly, man, if a contract comes, a contract comes.
Yep.
I will never not sign one, no matter where it's from.
Yeah, I got you.
But
good answer.
I respect it.
As long as I'm still having fun, and as long as I'm making enough money to eat, get gas, and maybe buy some toys.
There you go.
I'm living the dream, man. So, like, honestly, I'm at my goal right now. If it gets better, it gets better, and I'm here for it. But, like, I am very much in love with pro wrestling at this moment. So, I feel like I'm at the goal.
My man. Well, dude, thank you for making time. I know
you're
here.
Yeah, thank you so much,
man.
Brother.
But before we get out of here, we're all about the shameless promo. Tell everyone where they can follow you. Get the merch, all that good stuff.
If they're not following you already, come on.
All right. Twitter.com @KitRev. Notorious. KIT. On Instagram and Kit Raff on Facebook. Also, follow my beautiful ass girlfriend Adina Steele.
Smart man.
@AdinaSteele on Instagram. @AdinaSteele on Twitter. @AdinaSteele on Facebook. She keeps it simple, and I made it way too complicated.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kit Raff, watch out, Johnny Morandi's coming for you. We out.
Son of the truth.